Shukran, once again, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful voice and beautiful sentiments. And if I have to describe that in just five words, it is heaven is at the feet of the mother. So that is exactly what the song was all about. Let us take the program further. I want to very quickly introduce you to our presenters for today. You've just heard the beautiful voice of my dear brother, Pastor Niven Lalman. Very, very popular at Lotus FM. And of course, our brother EB is going to be joining us shortly. And I think you've already heard who I am. So very warm welcome on behalf of the three of us. It is now time for us to call to the podium our first religious leader to address us. He is Maulana Mohammed Rafiq Shah. He's a Muslim community leader and a social activist. Currently, he is the Imam of the Raza Plaza Mosque in Phoenix. He's also a former MP of South Africa's National Assembly and a former member of the KZN legislature. Extremely popular in the Muslim world and beyond, and we look forward to his very, very encouraging words for this all-important conversation.
All praise is due to the Lord of the universe, the creator and sustainer and the cherisher of each and every one of us. Ladies and gentlemen, dear audience, respected guests, co-religionists, and dear listeners, I greet you with the universal greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum and namaste to you, vanakam, sanbunani to everybody. Allow me to make a few introductory remarks before I get into the thick of the matter. South Africa is widely described as having one of the highest rates of gender-based violence in the world, particularly violence against women and girls. Gender-based violence has become a national crisis that affects every community, cutting across race, class, and geography. Now, despite a strong legal framework, I don't want to go and give you the details of those laws, the gap between the law and the lived reality remains large and is very visible, glaringly visible. Gender-based violence continues to undermine women's safety, their dignity, their mental health, economic participation, and access to justice. I believe that all stakeholders, including the religious leaders of all faith, all faith-based communities, must confront the scourge of gender-based violence, and they must do that collectively and urgently. As a representative of the Muslim community, I wish to state from an Islamic perspective, unequivocally and in no uncertain terms, and this is directed, the message is general to the public, but primarily directed to my own community, the Muslim community. Let me say that violence against women is considered a zulm in the Quran. Zulm means oppression. And Allah forbids it. And when we say forbid it, mean haram. You heard the term before. It is haram. Chapter 2, verse 229 of the Quran tells us, La tazlibuna wa la tuzlamun. Do not oppress and do not be oppressed. When we talk about oppression, it includes every form of abuse and oppression, whether it's physical, emotional, financial, verbal. It's considered to be haram and counted as zulm. Allah commands kindness towards women. In chapter 4, verse 19, it says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with your wives, with your women, in kindness. And then, describing the nature of relationship between a man and woman, whether it's friendship, whether it is in a workspace, whether it's a relationship of marriage. The Quran gives us a metaphor of profound beauty. And consider this, it says in chapter 2, verse 187, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. Your women are a garment unto you, and you are a garment unto them. So the point is that this verse makes kindness, gentleness, and compassion for women an obligation, not a choice. It's an obligation. Chapter 17, verse 70, the Quran declares, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. that every human being, indeed we have honored the children of Adam, all the children of Adam, all colors, all shades, and all genders, we have honored them. So every human being, whether it's a man or a woman, deserves to be honored and their integrity respected by virtue of being a human being. That's it. By virtue of being a human being. And so any violence or oppression destroys this divine honor. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the best of you are those who are the best to their wives, and he was the best to his wife. So if you want to know a man's character, then look at how he treats the woman in his home. The Prophet never raised his hand against women. So what excuse do we have to do that? No excuse. I've heard them all before. Anger is not an excuse. Stress is not an excuse. Poverty is not an excuse. Alcohol and drugs is not an excuse. And most certainly, culture is not an excuse. I repeat, religion and culture is not an excuse. Women are not objects. They are mothers who have raised us, daughters entrusted to us, sisters who support us, and wives who stand by us. That is why the Prophet said, fear Allah regarding the women, for you have taken them as a trust from Almighty God. Therefore, breaking that trust through violence is actually betraying Allah and His Messenger. Now, what is the duty of society and community then? Gender-based violence is not a woman's issue. Let's make that clear. It's not a woman's issue. It is a societal issue. And therefore, I appeal to the Muslim community and to all communities. We must educate our sons on respect and discipline. We must ensure the protection of women in our family than in our communities. We must intervene when we see abuse. We must support the survivors, not silence them. We must report offenders to protect the innocent. Don't hide behind some cultural, religious consideration, whatever it is. Even if the offender is your relative, you have to report it. Chapter 3, verse 110 tells us, you are the best of people raised for the service of society. You command what is right and forbid that which is wrong. Therefore, remaining silent in the face of abuse is haram in Islam. And silence must be considered to be complicity. So my message to men, as a Muslim male, oh men, know that. Strength is not shown by dominance, but by self-control. Manhood is not in anger, but in a term we call adab and akhlaq, meaning respect and proper manners. Power in home is not by fear, but by mercy. We call it rahmah. The Prophet said, the strong man, I quote, the strong man is not the one who overpowers others, but he is strong who controls himself when he's angry. And my message to a woman in conclusion, dear mothers, sisters and daughters, Islam, or rather, firstly, our constitution and laws are friendly to you. They're open to you. Access them. Islam commands your protection and guarantees your dignity, and so does the constitution. You are permitted to seek help, to speak out, and to find safety. Your silence is not demanded. Your well-being is our priority. Islam stands with you. The nation stands with you. And please join me in saying this prayer. Bow down your heads and let's say this prayer for the victims of abuse. O Allah, protect the women and children of South Africa. Soften the hearts of men. Remove violence from our homes. Heal the victims of abuse, Ya Allah. Guide the oppressors to repentance. Fill our homes with peace, with love and mercy. Make us people of justice, Ya Allah, and people of compassion. Make us leaders against physical and emotional violence. Amen.
Lotus FM. Yeah. Share the experience.